Welcome to the podcast editing and support show. My name is Dave. Are you ready? You ready? Let's go. We're going to start the episode right now. Happy to have you here. Let's do this. Okay, yes. Welcome back to the podcast editing and support show. Dave here. I hope you're doing well, right?
Yeah.
Good things are ahead. We are looking at today, when you go out and find a podcast editor, there are a ton of websites. Mine included, truemediasolutions.ca. Shameless plug. Hello. There you go. There are many, many websites. There are online communities. There are Facebook groups. There are pay-as-you-go platforms where you can pay $5 and hopefully everything works out well and you get your podcast back without any copyright problems. Anyways, side tangent. But the one thing I think that we need to focus in on as podcast hosts when we're looking to hire a podcast editor is what makes a podcast editor trustworthy. And I have nine things I want to go through with you. Nine, yes, there's nine. And it's based on an article that I was reading over on success.com. And I'll have a link to the article so you can read it there as well. But I'm kind of using it as a framework to talk about trustworthy traits and applying it more to your podcast editor. Here on the Podcast Editing and Support Show, let's get our trust on. Are you ready? Here we go. So in the article linked in the show notes, the author of the article starts off this way. He says, trust is valuable. It affects everything. Being a trustworthy person is one of those things which is necessary in order to go far in life and achieve your greatest success. And some of the key elements that the article focuses in on is around the whole idea of being honest, acting with integrity, never being misleading to those around you, and basically how you act and who you are. Those are things that we can improve on, but those are things that are not learned in a textbook. That's who we are as people. And my hope for you is to find a podcast editor that maintains a high level of integrity, honesty, never misleads you as a podcast host, and is there to support you in your podcast journey. You're a busy person as a podcast host. You have a business, a coaching program, you're an author, you're a speaker, and you don't have time to mess around with all the editing parts and the tech parts behind the scenes. You want to hire someone, trust and know that they will do exactly what you're paying them for so that they can do their job and support you so you can move forward and grow your business, grow your coaching program, get on stage, while all the time knowing that there's someone behind the scenes making all that techie stuff just happen. Do you need to know how it happens? No. Do I know how my phone works? Have I ever taken it apart and looked inside? No. Have you? Probably not. But when you push the on button, it should come on, and you charge it, and the phone rings, or a text comes in. That's about it, right? Right, yeah. So, same for your podcast. You should be able to record your episodes, drop it in a shared folder, and everything else just magically happens. That should be what happens for you when you hire a podcast editor. So, taking this article and transforming it into a podcast editing context, what makes a podcast editor trustworthy? Well, it starts, number one, with being authentic. And in the article here, it talks about some key elements of authenticity for a person to demonstrate, to know, you know, is this person real? Is this person who they say they are? Can I trust them? The author in the article talks about being likable, humble, and easy to talk to. Again, that goes to communication style, that goes to confidence in what they do, what they know. And it goes back to this, and I mentioned this before in many other instances, where if you're going to hire a podcast editor, my advice to you is to hire an editor that has a podcast. Why? Because they understand the nuts and bolts, all the behind the scenes, everything that it's under the hood, they understand it. It's like going to a mechanic that's never owned a car. They really have never opened the hood of their own car. They don't understand all of the elements of driving because they don't drive. They don't understand the intricacies of a car because they don't own one. Now, people are going to argue with me and say that you don't necessarily have to have a podcast to be an editor. No, you don't. But I think you know things that non-podcasters in the editing space just don't naturally know. So if you're looking for an easier way to communicate with someone, work with somebody as a podcast editor that has their own podcast. It makes your communication more effective between you as a podcast host and editor, where you're not trying to explain to them what you're asking them to do. They understand because they have their own show. And you can get a sense of what they think good sounds like by listening to their show before you hire them as a podcast editor. Kind of a win-win situation. People want to be around others that are real, and by demonstrating authenticity, I think that's one of the key elements that we need to look for when we're talking to and interviewing a podcast editor in the future. Are they authentic? The second one, are they consistent? When you're hiring a podcast editor, you got to realize this is a human being working on your show. And human beings tend to have good days and they tend to have bad days. They also have sick days and holidays. They also have a life. So keep that in mind, because you're going to want to hire somebody who is consistent. Do they show up for you? I've hired many people in my day. I have a background in HR. I've done all the interviews. I've been a coach and a hiring manager for companies. I've been the leader of teams in business. And consistency, those people that just show up and come consistently, do a great job. They never cause a lot of waves. They're just there. And you know that Ralph and Mary and Susie are going to be there for their shift on time every time. And if they don't show up, the world has stopped because they are so consistent. You want a podcast editor that's consistent, that has consistent timelines that come from you to them as a podcast host, where you're recording on a regular cadence. They can anticipate next week's episode or the episode to come on a certain day, every day, all the time, consistently. As podcast hosts, we need to be consistent if we're expecting consistency from our editor. So keep that in mind. But the other side of it as well is just to understand that a good podcast editor is going to show up for you, and you're not going to have to worry if the emails are being read, if there's a response that needs to be responded to in a timely manner. Your podcast editor is going to be consistent to follow through, meet your timelines, execute on the tasks that need to be put in front of them. And that's the person you need in your team. So that's hard to determine, but you can, when you're interviewing your podcast editor, ask them a simple question along the lines of being consistent. Tell me how you maintain your consistency for your current clientele. Are you overworked? Do you have too many clients? Are you spreading yourself too thin? Am I going to have to wrestle for an answer from an email that I send you? How consistent are you in your communication? A good way to determine if this podcast editor is right for you. Are they consistent? The third one, are they trustworthy as a person, and do they have integrity? Long ago, I did a talk around integrity, and I want to take you back to like the 70s, okay? Yeah, the 70s. Where we would have this like fake kind of furniture. Now, when I mean fake, I don't mean like it wasn't real furniture, but what it was made of was fake. So think about those tables. When you flip them over upside down, they do look like a normal table when you look at them when they're right side up. When you flip them over, it's basically glue and sawdust that has a veneer on it. It's not real wood. It's not real wood from the top all the way through and to the bottom. It only has a veneer, a fake finish. This well-designed, good-looking wood veneer, fake, that hides a bunch of sawdust and glue. So if you were to cut this table in half, or if you move more than twice, it's going to fall apart, and it's going to be, you're going to realize quickly, this is not a real piece of wood. It just looks like wood. When you're hiring somebody, you want somebody that's not all looks with no substance. The difference between a fake veneer finish over glue and sawdust compared to real wood furniture. Real wood furniture is real wood from the top, the middle, to the bottom. It's consistent. It's the same all the way through. That's my definition of integrity. It's the same all the way through. What you see on the outside is what's on the inside. It's the whole thing is consistent. It's one consistent thing. It has integrity. So, is your podcast editor sawdust and glue with a great finish? Or are they consistently showing integrity, being that they are the same person? If you were to look at them and look at how they do their life and how they do their business, do they act and present themselves with integrity? That's a trustworthy person. That's who you need for your podcast. The fourth one, are they compassionate? So I'm working with a client right now for their website, and they simply want a clickable link to an outside source from their website. It's about 15 minutes worth of work, really, maybe 10 minutes of work to go in to the back end, make a link clickable. It's really not that hard. But the person they've hired to maintain their website and that they pay monthly to do so has a 1 hour minimum limit before he will go in and do any work on their website. So this client has to wait until she has an hour's worth of work to do before this person will then act on their behalf and make that link clickable. And when they came on to talk to me about that and asking if that was common, I said to her, I was on with another client for his website while we were on Zoom, and he was complaining about work not done by someone else again. I was able to make the updates live in front of him during our Zoom call and asked him to refresh his page for several different things that he wanted to see on his website. I was able to jump in behind the scenes. He gave me access to get into his website, and I made the things happen while we were talking. A compassionate person will work and do their best for you. There's limits. I get that. And if you're listening to this and you're a podcast editor going, Dave, don't say that. Well, there are things that just need to happen in the moment. And my caution to you as a podcast host is to not abuse that. We call it like scope creep, where one task becomes many tasks over a period of time. When we simply say, oh, hey, could you do me a favor? Could you just do this one little update? And we'll just, you know, for free, can you just do that little thing? Jump in there and just do the one thing. And then that one thing becomes 20 things, becomes 100 things. And now our full-time job is just taking care of you without an increase in income for that kind of extra support. That's scope creep. So keep that in mind. Don't abuse it. But as a podcast editor, when you're looking to hire somebody, you need to find out, based on their reviews, who you talk to that is one of their clients, is this editor compassionate? Do they show compassion? It's something that you need to have that peace of mind that your editor is there for you and they won't make you jump through hoops and treat you like a client and not as a friend. And that's how I look at my clients, is I like to demonstrate compassion, because there's going to be things that pop up. There's going to be things that I missed. There's going to be things that my podcast host has missed. And if it's simple and easy and not on a recurring basis, growing and growing over time, I'm happy to make those changes and be there for you. Number five, based on this article that was shared in the show notes, a trustworthy person demonstrates kindness. When you meet with your podcast editor for updates, reviews, a touch base, kind of like a get together and chat about how things are going, do you feel like they're speaking to you with kindness? If you feel like you're being rushed through conversations when you talk to a podcast editor, if you feel like you're being ignored, if you feel like emails go unanswered, you feel like it's a pain or you're bothering your editor, which you've hired and you pay them per episode, per month, you feel like you're bothering them every time you reach out, just ask yourself, do you feel like you're being treated with kindness as a podcast editor? Because you should be. You're paying for a service. And just like every other service industry, kindness is important when demonstrated to customers. So it's, again, it's a two-way street here. You, as a host, need to show kindness, understanding that your editor has multiple clients and they're balancing it all, and you are a priority, but they also have other priorities. Keep that in mind. But there should be a kindness reciprocating relationship going back and forth between you as a host and your podcast editor. There should be a mutual understanding of kindness. And when you feel like it's not going well in that area, that should be a signal for you that A, a conversation needs to happen, or B, maybe there's an opportunity to move to another editor that demonstrates kindness to you as a host. This should not be stressful. This should be super simple and easy so that you can move forward with your business, your podcast, hiring the right person, and knowing that you're going to be treated with kindness as a host. The next one, a trustworthy person is resourceful. The best podcast editors out there are going to be podcast editors that are continuing to grow and build their craft, hone their skills, understand what's happening in the podcast industry. They listen to podcasts. They are expanding their knowledge. They become a resource, a library for you as a host. You don't have time to listen to multiple podcasts about podcasting. You just want somebody who knows what they're doing and knows their stuff. Your podcast editor needs to be resourceful. They need to be constantly learning and growing as a student of podcasting themselves. If your podcast editor is not investing time, effort, and energy in books, conferences, listening to podcasts, being a podcaster, understanding where podcasting is heading in the future, if your podcast editor has no sweet clue what an RSS feed is, and neither do you, it's okay if you don't know, but it's not okay if they don't know. You're hiring them for a reason. They should be able to understand the technology behind podcasting to support you so that you don't have to do all the legwork when your editor and your support person has a no sweet clue how a podcast goes from a microphone to a headphone. Your editor needs to understand that. Your support person needs to understand that so that they can serve you better. They need to be resourceful. They need to know the answers to the questions that you're asking. And one of the things that is quite interesting when I listen to some of these podcasts about podcasting, some of these podcasts are hosted by podcast hosting companies. And one of their major gripes, one of their major hurdles is when a quote unquote podcast editor, support person, producer, manager reaches out to these companies and asks a silly question and asks the hosting site to teach them how to do their job. The hosting sites roll their eyes at some of the very elementary questions that an expert, quote unquote, expert is asking on behalf of their client, because these are things that they should just naturally know how to do. Hey, my podcast is not on Apple. What happened? Well, did you submit it? That's a simple question. And if you don't even know that you need to do that, how are you able to support your podcaster? So podcast editors, go learn something this week. Upgrade your skill set. Listen and learn. Get a book. Listen to a podcast. Go to a conference. Go to a meeting. Learn and study and grow so that you can serve your clientele better. A trustworthy person is completely resourceful and can get you the answer you need for your podcast. Number 7, I love, because this is where I really see my niche. And in Canada, we say niche. My niche is a good, trustworthy person for a podcast editor. They are connectors. So I am not a super amazing video editor, admittedly. I've done some video edits for my podcast, made some clips, done that stuff. It's not my forte. It's not my main thing. I love audio podcasting because it has a wider reach. More apps do audio podcasts than video podcasts as of February 2024. There's more coming, and I know it's growing. I'm not diminishing that by any means. But for me, with 8 different podcasts, I default to audio first, I'll say, because it's easier for me. So when somebody reaches out to me and they want a full-on video podcast with 4 camera angles, 7 people on screen, flybys, special graphics, video clips that are inserted, B-roll, advice on lighting and camera gear, I'm not your guy. And I'm okay with that. Would I like to learn all that? Sure. Yeah. But for me to do all that for you, you're going to pay a lot of money, because that's a lot of time, bandwidth, and expense to do video editing. So I'm happy with being an audio first editor. Again, I can help you with some video editing, no problem. But if you want a true video editor, I'm the person who's going to connect you with that person and gladly send you in their direction, because they are better at it than I am. I know my limitations. And when a podcast editor tells you they can do everything, they might not do everything well. They might be good at 1 element or 2 elements, but not 40 elements of different options. So a good, trustworthy podcast editor is a great connector. They will make things happen. And if they can't help you as a podcaster, they know someone who can. And as I said before, they're resourceful. A good podcast editor has contacts in the industry where they can direct you when they can't answer the question, instead of faking an answer or overcommitting and not delivering. They'll simply say, hey, in this situation, based on your demands and what you're looking for, I don't think I can support you long term, but I know someone who can, and I would love for you to meet this person. And they make the connection happen. A trustworthy person knows their limits and makes connections when you and the host of the podcast are not a great fit. Again, always ask to see someone's work, always ask for references, and do your research as a podcast host when hiring an editor. And the next one is number 8, based on the article in the show notes that there's a link to. A podcast editor is humble. It's something that's really important. Why is it important that someone is humble? Inflated egos, overcommitment, and self-promotion to the excess is a little bit alienating for people who are looking to hire a podcast editor. I've listened to podcasts about podcast editing, and I hear people throwing out large numbers per hour rates. I hear people who say that there's only one way to do editing. There's only one platform to do editing. There's only one microphone that you should use. And in all of that, I think I hear a little lack of humility coming out of some of these podcasts where they don't have time or space for people who disagree. And whether or not you agree with me in this podcast, that's up for you to decide. But my approach is to show up with humility, listen to what people are looking for their podcast, get some clarity around what is the best road or path for them and their show, because I believe that every podcaster is unique and not every podcaster is going to do it the same way. So in humility, I'm coming to a onboarding meeting with a potential client in humility, coming to say, here's what I can offer, but more importantly, what are you looking for? What is going to be your ideal of perfection for your show? And see if there's a good match. A great podcast editor works within team settings, whether or not that team is in-house, where they all work together on the same project, or, like I said before about being resourceful and being a connector, a humble podcast editor will allow and promote others in the space and work along in conjunction with them so that at the end of the day, whether or not you hire that podcast editor directly or you use their reference to hire someone in their circle, the best, most important result is that the podcast host is supported, finds the people that they need, and everything works for the benefit of the podcast host. Be careful of any podcast editor that steers you away from a specific podcast editing company who names a podcast editor and degrades their work, casts shade on who they are as a person, questions their humanity or their work, or mocks their work. There's something wrong in the background when someone makes a point of setting someone up as the ultimate failure and makes a spectacle of them. If you hear anyone in podcasting who openly mocks and attacks anyone else in podcasting, please back away. That person has some things to deal with, and by you associating yourself with them, you're kind of giving them the approval they're searching for, that they're right and everyone else is wrong. Is your podcast editor humble? Do they treat you with humility, or are they arrogant, self-focused, and dismissive? I don't think I would want to work with a podcast editor that would treat me that way. And as a podcast host, you deserve better. So your podcast editor, when you pick them, should demonstrate to you humility. Lastly, a trustworthy person is available. And so I'm just going to read you point number 9 right from the article because it's, again, I can't, in all humility, see what I'm doing here? In all humility, I can't do better than what's written here. So here we go. A trustworthy person is available. They are there for people, available to offer support in whatever way they are needed. They go out of their way to make time for others when their help is requested. There you go. That's pretty straightforward. They go out of their own way to help others, and they make time for the people they work with. So think about that as you're looking at your podcast editing solutions right now, and you're thinking, Dave, okay, based on these 9 points, I'm reviewing what I'm paying for monthly right now, and thinking, you know what, maybe in my current situation with the person I've hired and I've been working with for X number of months, years, that I'm not seeing all 9. Before you make any big change, is there any way as a podcast host that you can address these 9 things, and they'll be in the show notes and you can use them as a reference and there's a link to the article as well. But is there any way that you can address them? Maybe 8 of the 9 are great, but there's one of them that's not so great. Can you repair this relationship? Can you be better? Again, as a podcast host, you're paying for this service, and I would demand all of these 9 things. Really, if I'm paying out my money or a portion of the revenue from my podcast, if you're monetized, I want to know that all these things are happening for me in the background without me having to push. So maybe if it's just 1 or 2 things that need to be addressed, maybe you can fix this. But if you're like, Dave, no, I would say the majority of these 9 things you shared are not happening for me, and I'm frustrated, and I'm not getting to where I'm going, or I'm brand new and I haven't even hired anybody yet, and all of this is great information. I'm just looking for the next person that I can work with. Again, truemediasolutions.ca is my website, and the website for this podcast is podcasteditingandsupport.com. So there's 2 different places. That's me, both spots. I'd love to have a conversation with you. And even if, like I said before, as a connector, in humility, as a resourceful person, I would be love to have a conversation with you. And like I said, if I'm not your podcast editor of choice, at least we can have a conversation. We can give some more insight and help you make a decision that benefits you in the long term for your show. I would love to work with you. I would love to work with you. But again, it comes down to you as a host and making the right choice for yourself. So head over to truemediasolutions.ca or podcasteditingandsupport.com. Both spots bring you to me, and I would love to have a conversation with you. Thanks for listening to the show. Be sure to go out there and find somebody that you believe and know is trustworthy when you're hiring them for your podcast. That is so important. And if this is your first time listening to the show, thank you for listening. This is the Podcast Editing and Support Show. My name is Dave. So happy to be here with you. Thank you for checking out the podcast. Make sure you click the links to follow the podcast so that the newest episode, as it comes out, will go directly to your phone for free. It's here for you. Thanks for being here. We'll talk again soon. Hey, thanks for being here for the Podcast Editing and Support Show. Again, if you're looking for support for your podcast editing, head over to truemediasolutions.ca. I would love to talk to you there. Great episodes coming up here on the Podcast Editing and Support Show. We'll talk to you soon. Take care. Hey!